And to personal money matters on a lesser scale, are you thinking about adding your adult children to the title of your home? Elderly parents often sign over their homes or add their children's names to the title to avoid legal entanglements after a will is read. But is this a good idea? Michelle Singletary writes the syndicated column, The Color of Money, for The Washington Post. She's Day-to-Day's personal finance contributor, and she talked about this earlier with Day-to-Day's Madeline Brand.
Well, is this a good thing to add your child to your home's title?
No.
No. Okay. End of interview. Thanks.
End of the conversation. Listen, lots of people do this, and they're trying to avoid probate, or they want to make sure that the home is passed on to their children so there's no complications. But what often ends up happening is they cause complications. For example, when you put your adult child on your title of your home, they own part of that home. So say if they've got some debt out there, their creditors can come after their portion of that house, and lots of people don't realize that.
But what if you need to spend down your assets or make it look like you don't have assets in order to qualify for Medicaid?
You know, lots of people use that as a strategy, but you need to contact an attorney. The law is very complicated, and there's a 3-year look back. You need to be very careful when you do that. There are other legal ways to do that so that they're not on the title of the home. You can create a trust and put the home in the name of the trust. Every expert that I talk to says this is a bad idea to put your adult children's name on the title of your home.
Okay, so what if you've already done that? Can you get that person's name off the title?
They have to agree because they're owners now. You can get what's called a quick claim deed in which the person will basically say, I no longer have any interest to this house. But what if, say, you've got some trifling child who says, nah, mama, I want, some proceeds from this house. And then you're stuck, and then you may have to go to court to settle the issue. So you just don't want to do that.
Mm. But what happens if the child is a minor?
Oh, my goodness. This creates such an unbelievable legal complications because minors can't transfer property, can't sign legal documents. So say you want to refinance, you have to go to court, get a guardian assigned to your child to see if the refinance is in their best interest. And you're talking, $1,000 or more in legal fees to do that. And sometimes single parents do that. They put their minor child on the title of their home, or people who are getting remarried, they put their child on the title to make sure their child has ownership. But you don't want to do that. You'll get into a situation where, say you want to sell the home, you can't right away, at least, until you go to court and get someone appointed to represent your child. And here's the other thing that parents don't understand. They do this in times where things are good and they've got good relationships with their children. But what if one of them gets into a drug problem or credit issues, and then you're faced with possibly having your home sold to satisfy their child's debt? I had a case where an elderly couple put their adult son on the title of their home. He got into tax trouble. Huge amount of tax debt, and they were faced having to sell their home to settle his tax debt. So you really want to be careful about doing this. You need to seek legal counsel, and for the most part, you don't want to put your adult child on the title or minor child on the title of your home.
Michelle Singletary writes the syndicated column, The Color of Money. She's the author of Spend Well, Live Rich. Thanks for joining us, Michelle.
You're welcome.
Our theme music was composed by Greg Smith. Day to Day is a production of NPR News and Slate.com. I'm Noah Adams.